The reading this morning is from John chapter 20, verses 19 to 31, and can be found in the Church Bibles on page 1089. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Now Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. This is the word of the Lord.
Do keep your Bibles open if they are still open. We're just going to take one thought from that passage. The touch of peace is our theme in your sermon cards. And Andrew will deal with all the difficult bits in part two. I'm very grateful for that. How do you greet someone who is an acquaintance, not a close friend, an acquaintance, if you're a normal, typical English person? The answer is you hold out your hand and you shake hands and you say, "How are you?" You don't want an answer to that question. It's just a way of acknowledging the person, but you shake hands there. If you're a soldier in the British Army and you see a superior officer, you snap start your attention and you salute him. Longest way up, shortest way down is what we were taught. If you're in the American Army, you give a cheerful wave, somewhere like that. That's all right. Sergeant Wilson from Dad's Army pioneered that movement. If you're a Nepali, you say namaste, and you put your hands together, and you just nod nicely. If you're from the Middle East, you say salam. And again, you nod like that a little bit. If you're an Israeli, you say shalom. And again, with your hands together. What do all those movements have in common? I'll tell you. You have an open hand. What you are demonstrating, and that's how the idea of a salute in the army and shaking hands first originated, you're showing the person you're greeting that you have no weapon. in your hand. It is open. You come in peace. And the word, of course, shalom, and the word salam, which are the most common words used in most of the world, should mean peace be with you. So what does peace mean, therefore? What are you saying? Alexander the Great, arguably the finest military general the world's ever seen, was asked whether he wanted peace. Peace, he said? That's a dog asleep in the sun. I'm not interested in peace. The Romans brought what was known as the Pax Romana, the great Roman peace, which of course enabled the church to grow quickly. For the first time ever in history, it was possible to travel in all the known world in relative safety. And Paul and Peter and Barnabas and all the other people who got the early church moving were able to do that because of the Pax Romana, the Roman peace. God's timing was perfect. But that peace was created by brute force. You do what you're told or we thump you. Is that peace? I grew up in India, as you know, many of you, and when I came to England, my first term at school in England, I discovered that we were doing the British Empire, and we were talking, I was taught by the teacher about the Indian Mutiny. No, sir, I said, not the Indian Mutiny, the Indian Wars of Independence. My parents were ahead of their time and talked about the Indian Wars of Independence. And I actually got four strokes of a cane as an eight-year-old for insisting that it wasn't the Indian Mutiny. It was the Indian Wars of Independence. The greatest Roman historian of them all, that's my opinion anyway, a chap called Tacitus, talked about the Roman peace. And he said, they create a desert and they call it peace. So what is peace? How would you define peace? I'm going to suggest that for us at St. Mary's, today in the 21st century, there are mainly three different kinds of peace. First of all, there's that wonderful euphoria when something really good happens. If you were here on Wednesday evening, Chris brought a whole lot of delicious cakes from the restaurant at the Clink. And I saw one person wolfing down two cakes. I won't say who it was, but the look of euphoria on that person's face, they were at peace. Wonderful. I played a lot of cricket as a young man. I only ever made 100 twice. And each time, boy, I was in peace. But it's a temporary euphoria. The following week, I make it a duck. Naught. It didn't last. It had no real significance. A lot of other people see peace the way the world gives. The peace that the world offers is a piece of escape that comes from avoiding trouble, that comes from a refusal to face difficulties. Traditionally, the ostrich who puts his head in the sand has a kind of peace. But it's not what you and I are looking for. Jesus offered a different kind of peace altogether. The key verse is John 14, verse 27, which is Jesus' talk to his disciples shortly before he went to the crucifixion. Peace I leave with you, he said. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. This peace is the gift that Jesus offers to all of us. And it's something permanent. It's not temporary euphoria. It's something deep and permanent that goes through all our lives. It's God's gift. Here in John 20, the passage that Mary read to us, Jesus starts in verse 19 with just the traditional greeting, peace be with you, shalom. But he goes on in verse 21, the next verse, to make it a little bit more clear. Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. And with that, he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. There's nothing more intimate, is there, than somebody breathing on you. And Jesus breathed on his disciples and offered them the gift of the Holy Spirit, which is linked to peace. And the John 14 verse reminds us that that means we do not need to be worried. We do not need to have anxiety. We have something which is deep and permanent and lasting. And how does it come? It comes the way Jesus had peace. Didn't mean he could avoid difficulties. The Garden of Gethsemane and the cross remind us of that. But it meant that even through difficulties, he had peace. A freedom from anxiety, a freedom from worry. I want to say one more thing about that. If we're honest, none of us has that peace all the time. I don't believe there's a single person in this church this morning who has that kind of peace all the time. It doesn't work like that. I heard a talk about this when I was a young man many years ago, and I got so angry because the preacher said, when you have problems, do you look to the medical profession for help? Do you look to somebody to counsel you? Or do you look to the Holy Spirit? Because it's either one or the other. And that is nonsense. It's not what the Bible says, and we shouldn't believe it. As Christians, we both have medical help, and we should use it when we can. And we have the Holy Spirit to guide us. And we need both. And God's promise is to have all the resources available to give us that peace. Jesus said, peace be with you. He breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Amen.